Welcome to the Lessons episodes of Success Story. These Lessons episodes will be shorter clips from past guests, accomplished value community members, and myself. In each short episode, we'll feature concise and insightful actionable conversations and tactics, providing you with real-world strategies and tips to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. If you're seeking a no-nonsense approach to growth and progress, you've come to the right spot. Settle in, take notes, and enjoy.
I'm the kind of guy, like I said, one time I was a competitive natural bodybuilder. I had been working out, like I said, my whole life, since I was 14. The same year, my mother bought me a weight bench and a bass guitar. And I did both of them. I wanted to be Geddy Lee from Rush, and I wanted to be Sylvester Stallone. So, my two heroes. And I worked so hard to achieve that for myself personally, and I never thought of it to do it for gain elsewhere. And then one day somebody said, "Hey, man, you should be competing bodybuilding. You know, this natural circuit, and you, I don't know why you work out as hard as you do." I'm like, "I don't know, it's just what I do. I don't, you know." So I wound up competing, and my first competition, I won the whole thing, and I went professional, and so I was in that circuit for a little while, and it was because of all the hard work I did prior to it. It wasn't I decided to get into bodybuilding, worked hard, and won the competition. I had worked hard, obviously training for bodybuilding my whole life up until that point. And then somebody opened my eyes to something else, and I was like, "Oh wow, oh yeah, I guess I could do that." So the same thing. I've been working so hard for 20 some odd years in this acting world and everything I've been doing. And if I was guided into working hard to make my own thing. And bodybuilding is very personal. There's no team, it's you. And filmmaking is it's a team effort, but somebody has to make the decision to make the films. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did.
One common theme that I pick up in all your stories, so the bodybuilding story, when you actually created your first piece of film and you created it yourself as opposed to just relying on a studio. It's like you prep, and then after 5-10 plus years of prep, then you execute. And it's the same saying, right? It's a theme that it peppers into your entire life. It's when they say that, that overnight success is never overnight success. You always put reps in. You quite literally when you were trying to become a natural bodybuilding champion, but you also put reps in when you're producing a film. You put reps in terms of the time spent learning the craft and executing the craft repeatedly, to the point that when you do go for the big hurrah, the final production, then you execute with exceptional ability. But to the outsider looking in, it seems like it was overnight success, which we all know it wasn't.
Yeah, I agree. That's it. Yeah. I mean, take it into your own hands. That if I give advice, I don't know if you're going to ask that question, but I'll take it to the next level. If it's not just advice to me, if it's advice to anybody, I like to tell people, there's no expiration date on a dream. And I've been in LA for 15 plus years. I've been in the acting world for 20 plus years. And I've never stopped, and it wasn't until I, took matters into my own hands to make my dreams come true. But I've seen people come and go. People go, "Well, I'm going to come out for pilot season." They're out here for 6 months. Nothing happens. They give up. They go home. They do whatever they're going to do. People give it 5 years. People give it 10 years. And I'm not saying you can't shift, whatever, but I've never stopped doing this, and now I'm living proof that there is no expiration date. 20 plus years I've been working at this, and no expiration date on a goal, on a dream. You just keep plugging along. You just keep doing what you do. Don't take no for an answer. And when, if you have the opportunity, take it in your own hands and do it yourself.
I love it. And last question I wanted to ask before we close this off, where do you go to improve yourself? Like, is it a mentor? Is it a book, a podcast, an Audible? Like, what's your thing to sort of grow as an individual?
My wife and kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they just inspire me, every day, those faces and I never knew, the level of love and deep connection and respect. It's my safe place. You know, I'm out there taking chances every day. And I sometimes I take chances on their behalf that might have a detrimental effect on them. And yet, you know, I take time away from the family and I go out and I make a movie and I take time and I might not get paid. I might not get whatever, who knows? It might not be food on the table. And yet, no matter how long I work, how long I'm away, how aggravated I am when I come home because I'm, you know, I've been falling off a horse for 15 hours or, you know, this, you know, these sales weren't good, whatever the, whatever it, this crazy business brings, I come home and they're there with smiles on their faces and hugs and kisses. And my wife is my rock. She's my biggest supporter. I mean, if this grows and becomes something, you know, which we're hoping it will, you know, she was a huge component in supporting me through the thick and the thin and keeping me going. So if I didn't have that support system, you know, I would be lost. I hope that's not a cliche answer, but I love my family.
I don't care about cliche or not. I care about honest. And I think that that's a good answer. I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com. joinjoinjoin.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.